T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The final buzzer has sounded and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Well, that was entertaining for a little bit. Maybe for a little bit, it was entertaining, right? And we were having fun for a little bit watching that game. Maybe more a little bit. I have a basketball. I mean, you're only down, what was it, 5.5 or whatever it was. I mean, you were right there, had every opportunity to come out and do something. But you didn't. Instead, you lost. Bucks lost 125-108. Series evened up at 1, game 3, Friday afternoon at 4:30. Yep, they still haven't changed that. I don't understand. Either way, 4:30, Friday afternoon. Charlie's happy, my producer. He needs to go out and have a couple beverages after because we'll be done relatively early, that means, on Friday with a 4:30 tip. But let's have this conversation. I tweeted this out, I believe it was in the first half. And I simply tweeted, still want Drew? That's all the tweet says. Still want Drew? Everybody was all concerned in the last game. Oh, boy. He didn't score in the second half, Spark. Maybe they're gonna slow him down and they're gonna present a problem and he's not gonna be able to do anything. And I said it on Wisconsin Sports Daily this afternoon. You're a top 75 player of all time, which means, by definition, you are a superstar. Whether they want to call you one or they don't, you're top 75 of all time in this league. You're a superstar. You don't stop LeBron. You don't stop Kobe. You don't stop Michael. You don't stop Giannis. And you surely aren't going to stop Dame Lillard. Now, he may have a bad shooting night, but he's going to get his shots when he wants to get his shots. And that's what happened. Him and Brook Lopez came out and said, guess what? We're not done shooting yet. We're still feeling pretty good from the last game, and we're still going to let you know about it. And it was amazing. And I said on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, hey, man, if Bobby just gets going here, going into the fourth, we're going to be all right. Bobby just gets going a little bit here and feels himself, they're going to be all right. No, that didn't happen, obviously. But it's not just Bobby Portis's fault, right? It's not just Bobby Portis's fault. I also tweeted out earlier in this game, Everybody thought I was nuts when I kept saying, get a backup big, get a backup big, get a backup big. Gallinari's not a backup big, really. But that was their answer to it. He's pointless having him on the team. But either way, they didn't have one. So what ends up happening? Either they're running a transition and killing you, which was a thing during the season, which they controlled for them for the most part in the first game. They didn't tonight. And if that wasn't happening, it was a layup line at the damn rim. Literally a layup line at the rim. And this is something else that has been a problem all season. Adrian Griffin, Doc Rivers, don't matter. When this team loses, it loses because either they got killed in transition or they got killed points in the paint. Now, you don't have Giannis, so that obviously hurts your points in the paint, right? Because that's where he plays. He plays around the rim, so obviously you're going to score a bunch of points there. But you got killed in the paint, not because they were dropping the ball down low and letting Miles Turner work over a bunch of dudes. That's not what happened. You got beat because they were moving the basketball and having guys cutting baseline, cutting to the rim. They were coming from all different angles. That's why you lost. You lost because of that. Because you couldn't stop it. Now, some people I see on Twitter, hey, heavy legs. Heavy legs? They're old. Not heavy. They're just old legs. That's part of it. Doc knew that. Doc has been preaching for this team to get into a battle in the mud. If you're going to win, you've got to play in the mud. You've got to slow it down and play in the mud. That's what he wanted to do. But when you're swinging the ball and whipping it around in the half court, which is what Doc wants his team to do, when you're doing it the way Indiana does it, and you're making shots, especially if you're making three-point shots, first game, couldn't hit the broadside of a bar. This game, they had a bunch of dudes hitting threes while Lillard and Lopez were doing their thing in the first half. So both of these teams in the first half were both hitting threes at about the same pace. Might have been two more misses for the Bucks than maybe the Pacers, but it was relatively equal. But again, the difference was it was two players for the Bucks and a team of the Pacers with a bunch of dudes all hitting shots. In that first half, TJ McConnell, Bucks killer, did nothing. Wasn't a factor. Not at all. Miles Turner had a three, and I literally told Charlie, he can shoot all the damn jumpers he wants. Have at it. I'll deal with it. If he hits six, seven threes, whatever, who cares? And I'm still going to live with that. Go in the next game. I know he hit some shots here tonight. I don't care. Go in the next game. He wants to shoot jump shots and pull himself far away from the rim. By all means, dude, you go out there and shoot threes. Which, again, for me, if I'm Indiana, I say the same thing about Brook Lopez. You want to go out there and shoot threes? Take all the threes you want. Because I'd rather deal with you out there than deal with you around the rim, volleying it up in the air to yourself as you try to put the ball in around the rim. You're way out there. Odds are I'm getting the rebound because you're not. And that is the exact same philosophy I have with letting Miles Turner go play out there or Joel Embiid or any other big. You want to go play out there and shoot threes? Have at it. No problem. Gives me a better chance to get your miss. And neither one of you two knuckleheads are Steph Curry, so I don't worry about that. Charlie brought up same thing I've been bringing up going into this game, which is what? Can we please drop the ball in the block? Can we please try and play around the rim? Now, Bobby Portis, he gets the ball. He's going to try and shoot no matter what, right? So whether you want him to attack when he's in the low block or pass, he's going to attack. Missing shots tonight. But yet again, there's big Brook Lopez. And yet again, you never even attempted to throw the ball into him and let him work. It didn't matter. Guys, Siakam killed you night two. I said on Wisconsin Sports Daily, I don't care. He can have 30 again. Don't care. I don't think you can get enough scoring from the rest of those guys if Halliburton doesn't score the ball well in order to beat you. I was wrong. But my point is, Siakam is killing you. If you could Siakam on Brook Lopez at any point, throw the ball to Brook Lopez. I've talked about this ad nauseum. I swear to God. Throw the ball to Brook Lopez. Either A, he's going to score. B, Siakam's going to foul him, which is good for you, because if you get him in foul trouble, he's off the damn floor. So I'm fine with that too. Three, they bring help for Siakam, and they double, and Brook Lopez throws out to a wide-open shooter. Does everybody forget what Brook Lopez was before Mike Budenholzer got his hands on him? Does everybody forget? He was one of the best post players in the league with the Nets. One of the best in the league. And Bud said, I don't believe in that stuff. You go out there and practice your three-point shooting. Okay. So this is what he's been doing ever since. In situations like this, please, Doc Rivers, you played in the era that I want you to act like you're coaching in. Please, can we try it? Especially when you don't have Giannis anyhow. So, because now you have one big. That's all you have. You have Brook Lopez. Bobby Portis does not play like a big. Bobby Portis does not really block shots. He doesn't play like he's 7 foot tall at all. So really, you have Brook. That's it. That's all you have. And when you have him, you're not playing him like he's 7 foot tall. You're playing him like he's a 6 foot five guard out on the wing. He literally is getting the ball out of three-point line, and you're going, Brook, put the ball on the floor and go to the rim. What? Why? What are we doing? Wouldn't it be easier if you just start him 10 feet away from the rim and let him work? Wouldn't that make more sense? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand the modern NBA. Clearly, I am confused as to why they refuse to do this. Griffin didn't do it. Bud did it a little bit later in his career. And Doc, again, he's not doing it either. Damian Lillard was the guy again tonight. So nobody is blaming Damian Lillard for this one. I don't know who you're going to blame. I can't wait to find out. But do remember, the series is only 1-1. The Bucks are not down 3-1. The next game does not knock the Bucks out of the playoffs. Because as mad as I am by what I saw in the second half, this series is just beginning. So everybody relax a little bit and know there's a long ways to go in this series. No need to overreact and freak out. But we should talk about why they lost and whether or not that's going to possibly change before Friday as far as how they correct their actions. My correction is give Brook Lopez the ball around the rim. Another correction could be Giannis can play. I don't know which one is more likely, to be honest with you, at this point. I wish I could tell you. I thought one was more likely than the other, but at this point, it's a coin flip of which one's going to happen. I'm just being serious. I have no idea. Bucks lose. Here we go. Phone lines are lighting up. All right, here we go. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Don't forget, if you're listening on 1250 AM The Fan, you can also stream us on the Odyssey app. If you ever miss post-game shows, if you ever miss Wisconsin Sports Daily, our weekday afternoon show that I'm hosting now from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday, you can always go back and listen to that, on the podcast version of that as well, on the Odyssey app or at 1250amthefan.com. Tell your friends, tell your family members, turn on 1250 AM The Fan again, because we are back to doing some local sports talk programming here. Put it into your preset. Tell your friends on Facebook. Tell your friends on Twitter, Instagram. You youngins that have TikTok like Charlie, tell them on however you tell people things on TikTok, however that works. Do that too. Thank you. Q and Tosa, you're first up here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's after a Bucks loss.
So, I'm leaving the game. I stopped for fast food to cure my...
You went to Wendy's, Q. You know the sponsor. Sparky just stopped at Wendy's, had some food on my way home. That's all you got to say. What are we doing?
I'm going to say fast food, and I got a Frosty.
There you go. Thank you. An orange dreamsicle Frosty, Q.
Yes, it was. It's delicious.
I got one for my kid. Did you know at Wendy's that if your kids, do you have kids, Q?
Yeah, one. I got a daughter.
Oh, perfect. So if your daughter's old enough to play sports, after they play sports, if they still have their uniform on, if you drive through the Wendy's drive-thru or go inside, they get a free Frosty if they're in uniform. So my kid played his first baseball game tonight and asked to go to Wendy's to get a free Frosty since he had his uniform on. So we drove through and got him a free Frosty.
That's really cool. That cheers me up.
Yeah, it would cheer your daughter up more than you. She got the free Frosty. But as long as it works for you, we'll go with it, Q. Go ahead.
I'm gonna cheer you up.
Please have
Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's going to play Friday. That is the cure. And like,
how do you know this?
I just know.
You like, just know.
You can see him. All right. You can just see him on the sideline. Like, he could have played on Sunday. They chose to be cautious. Because we won over the weekend, he didn't play today. He looked even more rambunctious at the sideline today. I'm a little disappointed because we wasted such a great Brook game. Like, I know you're complaining that he didn't post up more, but
he shot the three ball well.
He shot the three ball really well.
Yep.
He kept us in the game. Like you said, Dame looks great. And, like, Chris missed some key shots, but his percentages were just fine today. What is this team missing? The best player.
Mm-hmm.
Our best player. And, like, if anything, I would fault Doc Rivers with mismanaging the rotations tonight. Pretty disappointed that Jay Crowder got 15 minutes.
Like, never should be out there.
He wasn't shooting well. I think
he wasn't defending either. At points, he wasn't even raising his hands playing defense.
And if he's not going to make shots, in my opinion, Jackson Jr. is a better defender.
Yes.
Yep. So I would put him out there instead.
Agreed.
So he got 15 minutes. Brooke only had 29 minutes, and Bobby only had 30. So our forwards didn't play that much. Damian Lillard put up almost, he was almost 40 minutes. But the good news is another slice of optimism. I think Pat Beverly is going to enjoy an extra day off. Like, if he's going to be the primary defender of Tyrese Halliburton, he's old. He only played 30 minutes tonight, but he played 37 on Sunday. It's hard for him to, at his age, defend at a top level. Like, I know he considers himself a starter, but he's a lot better with an extra day's rest here. So I'm glad that we're only going to, we have off until Friday. And I expect Giannis to play, and I expect us to squash them. So
if Giannis plays, they better squash him. Because if Giannis plays and they lose, then where are we going to go with that?
Giannis point, we're not, like, that's not even an option.
Not an option. All right, Q, I'm with you. Not an option. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I don't know if the man's going to play or not. I have no idea. Am I going to sit here and tell you I know? Because I don't know. Q said, hey, man, look pretty healthy to me staying on the sidelines. Great. Doc claims they're not going to slow play him. Doc claims when he can play, he's going to play. I claim that I'm not going to tell him he's ready to play until I want him to play. If I'm the Bucks, that's how I do it. You call it shady, call it whatever you want. I don't want to play him unless I have to. And I was texting back and forth with a buddy of mine. He's like, oh, I'm playing him Friday. I'm not. I'm not in a hurry to play him Friday. Nope. No, I'm not. Nope. Game one in Indy. I'll tell you how game one in Indy is going to go. Game one in Indy is going to be the Pacers coming out to a blazing hot start. It's going to be like 14-4, 12-2, crowd going nuts. Lillard will miss a couple of shots. And then everybody will settle down. The Bucks will get back into it. And I'm guessing it'll be a close game at the end. We're due a close game. We haven't had one. We've had two games, and both have been runaways by both teams before it was over. And yes, I jinxed them on Wisconsin Sports Daily today when I said Bucks by 12 before somebody else brings it up. Yes, I did. Sorry. Won't do it again. But again, when you talk about Giannis, would I like him to play Friday? I would. However, I just want to make sure he's 100% healthy before we run him out there. That's all. I don't want to be regretting this next year when he's not playing because you ran him out there in this series. I don't want to do that. Now, if you're down 2-1 and you're like, man, they've got all the momentum. We need him to come in here, stop momentum, get a win, and try and figure it out. Fine. fine. But it's 1-1. You got 2 days off. In my mind, in 2 days, is there really a carryover in momentum at this point with basketball between what happens tonight, Tuesday night, and what happens by tip at 4:30 on Friday? Is there really a big carryover in momentum as far as the Pacers are going to carry this forward? Because the Bucks had all kinds of momentum Sunday. They had pretty good momentum in the first half and then just fell apart in the second half. I don't know how much you believe in momentum one way or the other, or how long it lasts. But me, I'm still going to sit Giannis. I'm still not going to play him. I want to get Charlie's thoughts on the game. I want to get your thoughts on the game, too. There are two big keys as to why they lost. I got stats to back them both up. I want to get your thoughts. What went wrong for the Bucks tonight? Can they fix it before they get back to Indiana on Friday? 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Room for it if you want to hop aboard. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. And our guy Chicago Charlie over there will be screening your calls and taking care of all of that fun stuff. Up next here on 1250 AM The Fan, Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And Dame pulls from three-point territory. He's got another.
Talk about just inspirational. Aspirational shooting. I got a chill on that pull-up going left.
Four three-point makes for Dame. A 20-point first half and plenty of time to do some Dame magic.
Give me goosebumps, young fella.
Dave Lillard. Again, elite. Elite. When he gets going like that, it's almost impossible to stop. It really is. Running one way, throwing up the three-pointer, falling back, logo shots, whatever. He hit one. One he hit a layup on, and I literally have no idea how he got it up to the backboard, considering where he was when he shot it, where the defender was, and somehow or another, he got it to go in. Dame Lillard just on a completely different level than everybody else. A completely different level. They lost, but it wasn't his fault. 35 last game, all in the first half. This game, 34 points, 10 of 21 from the field. Efficient? Yes, he was. 6 of 13 from 3, 4 boards, 5 assists from Lillard. 22 points for Brooke Lopez on 8 of 13 shooting, 6 of 7 from 3. 15, 5, and 6 for Middleton, 6 of 14. That, again, efficiency-wise, that's not horrible. Portis, 6 of 16, 14 and 11 for Bobby Portis. Your bench. You got 2 free throws out of Crowder. Missed every shot he took. You got Pat Connaughton, 5 and 7 boards. Beasley didn't play at all in the second half till garbage time. Can't wait to hear what Doc Rivers has to say about that. I'm assuming somebody will ask. And again, Beasley didn't play well in April. I get it, right? His numbers were awful from 3. His numbers were awful from the field in April. It's just weird that you pick now not to play him. He made a concerted decision to play A.J. Green. Only thing I come up with is he says A.J. Green's a better defender than Beasley, and he's better in transition, so maybe that's why you play him. That's all I got. I have no other idea why. 5 points for A.J. Green, 2 of 4 shooting, and 3 rebounds. And then garbage time minutes I don't care about. Andre Jackson, Beauchamp, Livingston, whatever. Again, you don't, with Giannis out, you don't have a guy that can score off the bench if Beasley's not shooting well. And that's been a thing. And we knew this was going to be a thing without Giannis out there. Somebody's got to get going. Playoff Pat! Playoff Pat! That's all Nathan Marzion tells me on Green and Growing podcast that we do. Playoff Pat. Wake me up when he starts hitting shots and becomes Playoff Pat at some point. Please. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. Yes, the Bucks, they did come up on the losing end yet again tonight. Now the series is evened up at 1 game apiece. And don't forget Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. Huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens up this May. Let's go to Carl and Brown Deer. You're next here on 1250 AM The Fan. Me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer after a Bucks loss. What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Doing all right,
thanks
buddy.
Taking the call, man.
You bet.
It's frustrating coming out of the game tonight. A lot of things. You know, when it comes to the playoffs, everything becomes a half court. As you can see in game one, we prevented Indiana from running. And tonight we lost on that point. You know, as far as the substitutions, Doc Rivers has to make some adjustments. He's got to have some of these big guys going down low. We had 4, you know, in the third quarter we were in the bonus, and Doc didn't have none of the guys going to the hole.
Yep.
Everything was a jump shot from the outside. And you know our guys are all streak shooters.
Yep.
So, you know, right now Indiana's adjusted because they know Dame's going to go off in the first half. And then you see that they're pressing him and wearing him down, you know, throughout the whole second half. So Doc's got to come with some substitution patterns that's going to, you know, work. And we don't have any ball handlers because everybody's scared. Everybody's streak shooters. Everybody's just standing in the corner waiting for their shots. There's nobody that can create. And, you know, that's the adjustments right there because Indiana is a bad defensive team. That's why they got beat in the first game.
Carl, one second. Hold on. Let me interrupt. So you're going after Doc about rotation and so forth, but then at the same point you're saying, well, they have nobody that can create, nobody can handle the ball. I mean, really, Doc can only play with what he has. If we don't think he's got the talent to make this work, then is it really on Doc?
Well, what Doc needs to do He needs to tell Lopez he needs to stay down low.
I agree.
Because every time when we shoot the threes, there's nobody there to rebound.
Yep.
And we've got a big man that, you know, he serves no purpose on the, you know, outside. We got to have him down low. And if you notice last year when Lopez had a double-double, that was because he was playing down low. And that's what they need him to do.
I mean, it's been, they just don't, thanks for the call, Carl. This is the thing. Look, he hit a bunch of threes. I'm not proposing that the man doesn't shoot threes. What I am proposing is that instead of giving the man five or six shots and they're threes, in games like this where you don't have Giannis, they're getting on a run and you can feel the momentum, slow the game down. Slow it down. Give the ball to Brook and let's see what happens. Let's see if you can get an easy basket from 5 feet. Do that. Do something different other than what you've been doing, which clearly was not working in the second half. Ken in Waukesha, you're next here on 1250 AM The Fan after the Bucks lose to the Pacers tonight. What's up, Ken?
Well, you know, hate to say I told you so.
Oh, man, stop. But, you said he needed six assists. He had five assists. He's one assist short of your goal. You need to stop. Stop.
No, but, okay. All right. Thumbs the brakes.
All right, go ahead.
But the only reason why I mentioned that is because, like, you know, I think that a great player, for, you know, obvious reasons, he's got to get everyone else involved.
Sure.
He can get his shot, you know, whenever he can. But listen, Middleton, I mean, that was a terrible thing for the Bucks to give him all that money in the offseason. $140 million, even feasible. But I'll make a gentleman's bet with you right here, right now, and I want you to rack it.
All right.
Listen to me. If the Bucks win this series, you can tar and feather me at halftime.
No, I'm not making this bet, man. Because you know what? No, if they win this series, you're going to call in the next round. And we'll talk then, and I'll just keep saying you were wrong about the first round. That's good enough for me. We don't got to tar and feather anybody.
I'm just saying. They're going to play my New York Knicks. I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's not happening.
Yeah. Well, so, all I know is this. Thibodeau is going to run your Knicks into the ground. Josh Hart is going to get hurt if he keeps playing him 48 minutes a game simply from fatigue. He's been running that kid in the ground all year, and it's going to cost them in the playoffs. Mark my words, your guy Thibodeau over there is going to kill that team, literally.
Okay. So that's what you think. But here's the thing, though. The Knicks are up to zero.
I know.
That's it. I'm just saying, the Bucks. Like I said, I don't care who you got to call. You tell them at the halftime entertainment at the Pfizer Forum, it's tar and feathering me.
We're doing it.
I said they're not going to win it.
Nope, we're not doing it. I'll have more fun laughing at you when the Bucks beat the Knicks in the next round. That'll be more fun to me than worrying about tar and feathering you at halftime.
Oh, I'm going to call. We definitely going to talk about that, me and you. Goodness, are you kidding me?
I love it, Ken. I love it. You keep calling back, man. Yeah. I love having you on. Take care, buddy. There he is, Ken in Waukesha. It's all right. Y'all, all you fans of other teams that love to call me, I don't know what I did to get everybody all going. I swear to God, I got Vincent in Anaheim, who is a random Raptors fan who finds us on the Odyssey app or whatever years ago and has called ever since. So, and him and I get along great, but he's a Lakers fan, a Raptors fan, whatever. Not a Bucks fan. But he calls all the time. Calls the Daily Show, calls the Nighttime Show. Doesn't matter, Vincent just wants to talk. Fine. This dude in Waukesha, you know, Ken, last postgame, Charlie's laughing his butt off over there. Last postgame show, our guy Ken here calls in and says, Sparky, you got to have six assists a game if you're going to be that guy. So when I saw Ken come up on that line and I saw he was on hold, I immediately went to the box score. I'm like, oh, great. He's got five. You are not going to come out here and tell me you told me a soul about 6-5. Sure enough, he tried. Not going to have it. Nuh-uh. And then it comes out that he's a Knicks fan. We didn't know that the last postgame show, but we know now. So from now on, when Ken in Waukesha calls up, you can just call him New York Ken, right? Or Knicks Ken or whatever you want. I don't care what nickname you come up with. New York Ken probably works well. And that way, everybody will know that this is the Knicks fan that we are dealing with in Waukesha, which, again, it's fine. It's all right. Hey, and you got former Buck Dante DiVincenzo, who hit a game-winning shot for you, and you were all excited last night and all that. I'm pretty sure. I got to go back. I bet you I got a tweet Oh my God, after DiVincenzo hit that shot, I tweeted it out and I didn't look to see the name. I bet you it's this guy that maybe called it. Somebody tweeted back at me a picture of all these Knicks fans all together in a picture celebrating that DiVincenzo hit this shot last night. I was like, what is this? I got a whole group of Knicks fans tweeting at me now? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's hard to explain. Did you find the tweet, the DiVincenzo tweet from last night?
I did.
What was the guy's name that tweeted at me?
Rich Wanta.
So it's a different Knicks fan. Holy cow, are you kidding me? What did I do to deserve Knicks fans all over me? You know, Marzian, doing the Green Girl podcast, Celtics fans can't stand Nathan, so they're always all over him. And apparently now I've got Knicks fans flocking to me. I really want the Knicks next round now. This will be fun. It'll be a real fun series if the Bucks get the Knicks next round. Got completely sidetracked, but you know that's how I do things if you've listened to me in the past. Bucks come up on the losing end, 125-108. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it was good. I mean, for a half, it was entertaining. Lillard and Lopez doing their thing and all that. But we still haven't gone over the two stats. I have not read the two stats as to why they lost this game. And we will do so coming up on the other side of the timeout. Plus, we'll hear from Charlie. Doc Rivers has already talked. Did Bally show any player talk? I don't think so.
Nope, it ended with Doc.
Because if they lose, then a player doesn't have to go to the podium, probably. Only when you win, a player goes to the podium. So we only get Doc tonight. That's fine. I'm sure he said a bunch that we can probably talk 3 hours about tomorrow on the Wisconsin Sports Daily Show. Oh, did you? Were you listening to it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he definitely said stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. I don't think I want to listen. I changed my mind. Bucks lose 125-108. Hey, we got the call earlier from Q saying he wanted to get himself a Frosty over at Wendy's on his way home from Pfizer Forum. Hey, I got something for you tonight. Charlie, I got something for you tonight, okay? When we get done here, it's going to be late, but they're open late at Wendy's. I want you to go to Wendy's, and get yourself a Frosty if you want. That's fine, whatever, to drink. But you got to try the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Do you like Cinnabon?
Oh, I love Cinnabon.
Right? Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. It's the new go-to breakfast treat to satisfy those morning craves, but it's available all day now, which means you can go right now. If you feel bad, you feel sad, you're depressed, the Bucks lost. Man. Chocolate Frosty and a Cinnabon? Woo! You'll be feeling good, and you'll be wide awake after that. It's got all the flavors you love from Cinnabon. That warm, sweet cinnamon sugar roll dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. Get your day off to a sweet start or a late night sweet treat, which would be right now with Wendy's Cinnabon Pull-Apart. I'm telling you, those things are delicious. Do you know where I'm going tomorrow for lunch? Going to Wendy's. I am getting me some double stacks. I'm getting me a large soda. I'm having a Cinnabon Pull-Apart for dessert. And by the time I come in here to do Wisconsin Sports Daily tomorrow, it's going to be with a smile on my face. Even though the Bucks lost tonight, I promise you, I will be smiling when I walk in here tomorrow to do Wisconsin Sports Daily. And I am looking forward to it. I feel like I should not be in a good mood right now, but I really am. That Ken call really had me laughing and really kind of changed my mood. I don't know what it is. Bucks lose 125-108. Maybe Ken changed your mood too.
And a half to play here in the first half. Siakam goes down, misses a shot.
Yep, no call. This is playoff basketball. Spicy P, quit begging.
PC against Spicy P. Is PC all the way?
Rick Carlisle trying to get a technical foul, get his team going. He's out on the floor, letting Tony Brothers have it.
You know, that Marcus Johnson is so good. I don't understand. I don't know if you all understand. If you just listen to him during the games on Bally Sports Wisconsin, you would really. He teaches. It's like a class every day. By the way, Potawatomi Sportsbook Pros post game show served up by Wendy's. Bucks lose. Score doesn't matter. It wasn't close at the end. A series tied 1-1. Friday 4:30 tip. Back here doing the post game show again after that. This is what I was going to say. at the end of that call of Connaughton, and I played that because I got people on Twitter talking about Pat Connaughton, but at the end of that play, what did he say? Carlisle trying to get teed up, right? There were other moments in this game where dunks were negated and guys were fouled. Bobby went up for a dunk, got fouled, and he went to the line for two. And right away, Marcus Johnson goes, that's a smart play. That stops this arena from going crazy and building momentum from the Bucks. Now he's got to go to the line, everybody calms down, and he's just hitting two free throws. That stuff that he talks, about there in the regular season, not really a thing. Like, it's just because it's a regular season game. But when you get into the playoffs, the momentum swings within a playoff game are so crucial and so big. And when he brings up the Carlisle trying to get a tee or whatever, that's the type of thing. There was one moment in this game, the Bucks were down, what was it, like 98-88 or something like that? And the Bucks were bringing up the ball, and Marcus Johnson made a comment about, and Doc's not taking a timeout, he's just going to let him play. I'm not going to act like I know Marcus Johnson, but I read that as, probably should take a timeout, but we're not going to take a timeout. Okay, then fine, so be it. Let's go, Doc. That's kind of how I felt. Like, when he said it, I was like, yeah, you're probably right, Bobby should take a timeout. And he didn't, and it got away. But that's why I love Marcus Johnson. And John McLaughlin was a little bit more blunt when he got mad at the Bucks for doing stupid stuff. He would just let you know, like, what are we doing? Like, McLaughlin would literally, like, say, if you take away, you know, his right hand, he can't go left. Just take away his right hand, he can't go left. And you're watching a dude just absolutely kill him with his right hand. McLaughlin just losing his mind. Like, did you read the scouting report? He can't go left. What are we doing? That type of stuff I love as a fan. Because these guys are the knowledgeable ones. These guys understand how the games are played. These guys are in the games. And you're feeling that passion for their team, their favorite team. And that's why they get so into it. And it makes you feel connected, to me at least, to the broadcast. And that's why when guys like Uecker go away and some of that stuff, it's hard. Because then it's, yeah, you have broadcasters, sure. But then they're broadcasters, right? They're not broadcasters that you've listened to for 20 years or 25 years or whatever. And you can feel their passion for the team like you have yours. There have been guys flown in from all over the country from all different walks of life. And boom, here you go. Do your thing. That's why when you build a radio booth or you build a TV booth, that's one factor I think people should build in. And a lot of times, especially on the radio side, that just isn't a thing anymore. They go get the cookie cutter guys, they stick them all together in a booth and say, okay, here you go. Do your thing. And then you lose that aspect. You know, McGee and Irwin, the old Packer guys, right? Max McGee doing those guys. When I was listening, they were old by that time. But man, they were as all about the Packers and all about, not about the other team. And they were amazing. That's what makes good broadcast teams. That, for me, some of you may not like that stuff. I love it. I'm not even sure how we got to that point. Oh, Marcus Johnson. So that right there, just listen to him. He will tell you exactly why things are happening. And he'll let you know as we're going. Now, two big stats before I get to Twitter, because as Charlie pointed out in the break, Twitter's blowing up, and I have not read any of them, so I need to do a better job of them. Thank you, Charlie. Let's talk a little bit about two big stats. I tweeted this out early in the second half as well. Points in the paint. I was telling you about it being a layup line and everything else, and the stats don't lie. It does not lie. When I tweeted it out, it was 50-26, and the game was over at that point, by the way, right? It was over. So after that, it ended up finishing 52-36, but those are inflated. Those paint numbers are inflated because the game was over when they scored those points later. So realistically, they got beat by 24 points in the paint when the game mattered and it was still within touch. 24. Can't win basketball games like that, you guys. You just cannot win basketball games like that. Fast break points. How many fast break points, providing you're not cheating and looking at it, Charlie, how many fast break points do you think the Bucks had tonight?
Oh, just off the top of my head, I know at one point the Pacers were up like 18-0 in fast break points. I'm going to guess the Bucks ended with 12.
Five. Oof. Five. We can talk all we want about the Pacers being young, the Pacers having energy, and so forth. But getting out in transition is not an age thing. It's not. I'm sorry, it's not. Either you want to do it or you don't. And if you don't want to do it, then you're not going to. And part of the reason I believe they don't do it is because they're scared of getting killed on the boards and giving up second and third chance opportunities. So they don't want to break out and go back the other way and possibly give up a board or whatever the case may be. So instead, everybody's kind of sagging in trying to help out the boards, especially when Brooke Lopez isn't out there and there's no Giannis. You have to help. So then you can't get back out in transition. You understand what I'm saying? That's, to me, that's part of the issue. So if you're in and Indiana shoots up a shot and you go, okay, guards, go, and now it's 5-on-3 and you don't have any bigs, you're screwed. Now it's a second opportunity. It's a third opportunity. And now they score. And you were trying to leak out and get an easy, fast break bucket. That type of stuff might be a deal with Giannis not playing and Brooke being on the bench or whatever the case may be. But in general, that does not explain your transition defense. That explains your transition on offense, but defensively, not getting back consistently, and you could tell it was rubbing Marcus Johnson the wrong way because it kept happening. That can't happen. Your guy goes, you go. I mean, it's not that hard. If your guy goes, you go with him. Right? That's all this is. Don't lose your guy. And that is the frustrating part. Because that's something Doc has preached since he got here. Transition defense. How many times have we've been doing this post-game show since March 4th. I swear to you, Doc Rivers, at least once a week, if not twice a week in post games, talks about transition defense needing to be better. And we're in the playoffs now. That light switch, we're all going, oh, they're going to flip it. They're going to flip it. They're going to flip it. This is a lot of points of paint transition defense, two areas of concern during the regular season, and they both came back and bit the Bucks in the behind tonight. So, how does that change going ahead to the next game? I don't know. I have no idea. I can't wait to hear Doc Rivers. We'll get to Doc Rivers at the top of the hour. 11 o'clock, we'll play Doc Rivers. I can't wait. I'm sure he's got some magic potion or some way of how he's going to fix this. But I do like the idea of Andre Jackson instead of Jay Crowder. I like that. And I know Andre Jackson can't shoot that well, but neither can Jay Crowder. Not as of late. And Andre Jackson's can provide more energy, more fresh legs, more get after it. May he have dumb fouls? Sure. But I don't care at this point. I would rather see somebody other than Jay Crowder out there running around. That's where I'm at. All right, tweets. Let's get to some tweets at 1250 AM, the Fan, and at Sparky Radio. Patrick tweets at Sparky Radio. You said you didn't care how many points Pascal scored, but he killed us. Hopefully it gets better on Friday. By the way, I won the tickets from the Fan for game one and got to take my wife to her first game. We had a great time. Patrick, congratulations. I'm glad you won the tickets. Remember, we were giving away tickets last week, Monday and Tuesday, to game one of this series, and Patrick was a winner of those tickets. So, congratulations. Nicely done. I think we actually gave away two pairs of tickets, actually, is what happened. So, Patrick won one of them, and he got to take her to her first game. So, that's awesome. Big fan. Okay. What other fun ones do we want to read? Okay, this dude's Twitter handle I can't really read, but I'll read the tweet. I had enough of these Bucks coaches not playing Marjon, Alex, and Livingston. There's no excuse for not playing them. None. Denver, Boston, and other championship contenders play their kids throughout the season and get them ready for the playoffs. You have to play them. Hey. Okay. Go back. Rewind to Doc's press conference when he started this thing. Opening press conference. He said, one of these young guys are going to have to play. One or two, I believe, is what he said. One or two of these young guys have to play. You didn't know it, and I didn't know it, but AJ Green's the young guy. He never said, at any point, these young guys are going to play. He never said that. He said one or two of these guys will have to play. Marshawn Beauchamp, he's been hurt, whatever, got in his doghouse, never got out. And I don't know what the deal is with Beauchamp, but never played. Jackson got some run, just a taste. Had one really good game, remember? And I was like, now you better play him. You better freaking play him. He played him the next game a few minutes, and poof, Gone into the night goes Andre Jackson. Then, this had to really irritate some people. Then we get patronized with, man, they're a really good scout team. I mean, they really do well on the scout team. While you watch, you know, the old guys out here having all kinds of problems, and the young guys over there with some fresh legs, you don't use them. Again, even if you run Andre Jackson out there, he's got six fouls. So let him use the six fouls then. Fine. If Andre Jackson is going to stop Siakam from going up for an easy layup and force him to go to the line, and that's one of his fouls, fine. He's got to make both free throws. I don't care. All I care about is just don't do stupid fouls out on the wing. No dumb reaching fouls, nothing like that. If you're going to use your fouls, be physical and make them go to the line, and you make sure you don't give up an easy basket. That's all I tell Andre Jackson. Other than that, go have fun, young buck. Go do your thing. But I understand the frustration. I really understand the frustration. Jack Suits. Now, this dude is World of Clowns on Twitter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you, in previous life, on this radio station, this dude specifically used to be a very negative Twitter account. Like, always was coming at me, coming after whoever. Since the reincarnation of this station, for whatever the reason, he's been a very positive, upbeat Bucks guy this entire time. I don't know what happened. Maybe somebody else is running the account now. I don't know. But he tweets, or she, could be, I guess I really never thought, could be a girl. Still not worried in the slightest. Siakam is their only threat, and Giannis would be shutting him down. So with Giannis, Bucks win in four. Without, it's 50-50. I'll stop the tweet there. I tend to agree with you. Without Giannis, this may be a coin flip series. I tend to agree with that. I'd want a top team, Jack Suits writes, like the Bucks, to be better than 50-50, but that just means the Bucks can still win the series. I agree with that. I totally agree. They can definitely still win the series. With Giannis, they can certainly win the series. But before we all do what I know we all do, which is, if Giannis plays, it's over. Giannis played in the regular season, and they were getting beat. Do remember, Giannis was playing in the in-season tournament. They lost. He was playing in the other games. It took him 64 points to get a win. He had big games in the other games. If you go up and look at his game log against the Pacers, I think he had 45 or 50 in another game. So he's played against these dudes, and they lost to him. So him coming back, does it make their chances better of winning? Absolutely. Does it guarantee anything? Maybe not. No. Would you feel better if he's playing? Yes. Would I feel better if he's playing? Yes. And I'll say it again. I wouldn't play on Friday. Nope. I'm waiting. Scaredy cat, chicken, call me the names, all you want, have at it. I don't want to play him unless I absolutely have to. Meaning, the series is going the wrong way. We need to shift momentum and add in our guy, right? Play your ace or play your joker or whatever it is in cards. Play that card when you have to. Hold on to it to the last second and then drop it. And right now, you got this. They know you got it. And they're trying to figure out how to win until he comes back, because then they're going to have to readjust game plans or whatever else when he comes back. I understand what's going on. Andrew tweeted at Sparky Radio. Now, this was in response to my tweet of, why is Crowder on the floor? Why? Andrew responded, so many Bucks fans wanted the bum on the team because he went to Marquette. I was shocked when they brought him back another season and blamed his struggles on Bud, when in reality, he just sucks. Now, those are actually harsh words. I mean, first of all, I don't think he's a bum. I think that's a little overboard, right? I don't think we need to be name-calling. Sucks in relative terms to other NBA players currently might fit, but he's an NBA player, which means he's better than everybody listening to this show, right? I mean, unless there's other NBA players listening, then maybe he's not as good as them. But relative to anybody else, he's better than me, better than you, whoever you are. What was that dude's name that tweeted that? I lost it. Whatever. Better whoever than you are that tweeted it. I tweeted it because A, he one-hand shots, and B, on defense, a couple of times, he didn't raise his hands. He was closer to his defender than I am to Charlie, who's literally right across a glass wall from me. He was closer than that and just stood there, and the guy just raised up and shot over the top of him. That stuff drives me nuts. Give effort. You may not shoot, but you can give effort. Don't not give effort because I will lose my mind. If you're right there, put your hands up. Do something. I don't care what you do, but do something. Don't just stand there with your hands by your side and watch guys shoot over the top of you. That's not going to work. You know, lateral foot quickness, that goes with age. Not everybody has great foot quickness. I always used to say, when Glenn Robinson was in Milwaukee, everybody's like, oh, he sucks on defense. Blah, 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 blah. Fine. But he never had the lateral foot quickness that, say, Ray had or Tim Thomas had. Those guys could have been unbelievable defenders in this league and chose not to. Glenn was limited to a certain degree physically of what he could do. But he still got block shots. He still rebounded. He still did some other stuff. Either way, my point is, I tweeted that about Crowder because he wasn't giving them anything on the floor. And then when we had somebody bring up Andre Jackson, I agree. I'd rather play Andre Jackson over Jay Crowder any day of the week. All right, let's hear from Doc Rivers coming up next. Bucks head coach. Bucks lose tonight to the Indiana Pacers, 125-108. Next up, Friday, 4:30, game time for that. We will be on right after that game as well. Right here in the Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show served up by Wendy's. And then, of course, don't forget our new weekday afternoon show, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 with me hosting and Charlie producing. Other side of the glass. And we talk Brewers, Bucks, Packers every single show. Charlie will tell you, since we started last Monday, this is how it happens. I'm going to warn you, we are going to talk Bucks tomorrow. But we're on draft here on Thursday, right? So on Thursday, Gilbert Brown's going to be on. Peter Bukowski from Lockdown Packers is going to be on. We got John Cooper from Our Last Draft Service on Friday. Working on Brian Baldinger for Monday. NFL analyst. So it's going to pick up draft-wise a little bit here through the draft. But there still will be Bucks talk every day. Have no fear. I'm not going to ignore the Bucks. I promise you that will not happen on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Ah, Tyrese Haliburton. We gotta get this audio off of NBA TV. They just tweeted it out. Tyrese Haliburton, quote, "We've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in front of the last two games," said Tyrese Haliburton. "Had regular season crowds better than what they've played in front of the last two games at Fiserv Forum for the Bucks." Can I say something real quick? They don't exactly have a great crowd to begin with down there for basketball. They don't. Indiana is a basketball state, and I get that. Totally understand. I think people would rather watch high school games than watch their pro team for the last 15 years. Just being honest. Now, maybe since you got there, Tyrese, things have picked up. But between Reggie Miller and you, there hadn't been much anything to root for in Indiana as far as a pro NBA team goes. Roy Hibbert? Remember Roy Hibbert, that big stiff? That dude had his own fan section down there, like Bogut had in Milwaukee. And they were competing fan sections trying to cheer. Now, both existed for the same reason. Neither was drawing a ton of fans to their games. So they wanted to have the crowd spiced up and more entertaining. So they created fan sections. They gave fans free tickets to go to games. I was a judge at one of Bogut's deals where I got to help pick who the fans in the section were going to be. Me and Mitch Thunder Nellis, we were both judges at that point. So I know how it works. So I understand, young man, that you think this is all that in a bag of chips. Maybe you should go talk to a guy that's been in the league for a while in Damian Lillard, who's been in the West Conference, which has been the more entertaining conference and better conference for quite some time, and has played in a bunch of different houses and in front of a bunch of different fan bases. Go talk to him. See what he thinks of said atmosphere that you just played in for 2 days. And as far as tonight goes, I told you all the white shirt thing was dumb to begin with. I said it over and over again. And I said, I get it. You're going to make money. Fine. Jockey's in. God bless you, Jockey. Thanks for donating money to the Bucks. I get it. I got people tweeting at me literally on my timeline. I went to the game and all I got was a stupid shirt. Listen, I apologize. I had nothing to do with it. I wanted some type of noisemakers or something, even the towels, something to distract the eye. Do something. You're all dressed in white. Boy, that scared the Pacers. What? And the Bucks aren't the only ones that do this. They all do it. They do it in college football. They do it in college basketball. We do it in the NBA. Have they done it in Major League Baseball? If they have, they don't do it as well. And it's all for TV. That's all it's for is for TV. It gives no competitive advantage to anybody in any of those arenas. It's one of the dumbest things we do in professional sports and college sports and think we're helping our team. Not helping anybody. They're making money off the sponsor that bought the shirt that you get to wear. That's all it is. So if you want to spend money and have the fans actually care one way or the other, then tell the team to come up with something different that will help distract the opposing team, that not a t-shirt. Was that too harsh?
I don't think so.
Good. That's if it is, I apologize. But I'm so sick of this t-shirt thing. Oh, let's all wear the same color. Who cares? All right, let's hear from Doc Rivers and hear what he had to say after this Bucks loss to the Indiana Pacers tonight. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show served up by Wendy's. That's probably should probably play that now after I said we were going to play it. Here we go.
You guys are down four with 11-17. You know, Pat, it's the free throw. Just how do you feel like it slipped away so quickly for you guys?
Yeah, I thought, you know, it's funny. Coming in this series, they said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. They got out on breaks because of our offense. I thought their pressure took us out of sets. I thought we struggled execution-wise on the offensive end, and I thought that bled over to the defensive end. So I thought it was more our offense tonight. So even in that stretch, came out, ran a play that we liked, and we just didn't execute it. So we got to handle that better.
Last week, we talked a lot about shot discipline, taking the right shots.
Yeah.
Is that what it felt like there?
Yeah, the whole game. Not in that stretch, the whole game. And I thought, but give them credit. Like, I thought their pressure forced us into taking tough shots. Getting the ball up at half court, it was almost an 8-second count, probably 15 times a night. And even after you got it up, we couldn't enter the ball to the elbows. We couldn't get the ball to the post. We didn't get in the paint at all in the second half. And the paint is where we have to live, either with the drives or the post-ups. They fronted us. They three-quartered us. They pushed us around. I thought they were the more physical team tonight.
How do you find the balance between trying to get to the rim? You know, some of those missed shots through contact were the ones where all of a sudden they're
yeah,
running.
But,
how do you
but,
find the
but
balance?
But those were not great. I mean, they have to be good shots. You know, if you're twisting and turning, we should move the ball. I can't wait to watch the tape because I just thought there were times we could have moved the ball better. But there were times that their pressure got to us and we have to do a better job there.
Doc, maybe this is along the lines of the pressure. I mean, it seemed like they made an effort to, well, you had talked about this earlier in the week about, you know, series can become personal and keeping focus. And it seemed like they tried at times to shake that a little bit, and not just through play, but through some shoves. So
yeah,
things like
yeah,
that where.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was anything dirty. I just thought they were more physical. You know, the reason we were on the floor is because they put us on the floor. You know, I thought they were on the floor in the first game. And they flipped it on us tonight. So, what should they do? They should do that, right? And it is personal. We're trying to win something that they want. They're trying to win something we want. And the game should be personal. So, you know, it's 1-1. You know, we'd love to go beat 2-0, but it's 1-1. We go to Indiana and go win a game or two.
So since you sort of saw this, though, in the second half of last game, I mean, because you mentioned it after watching
yeah.
film, is that now something to think about or to have the guys think about going into game three? Like, okay, because you kind of saw it, and then they sort of took it to another level.
Yeah, but you just got to match it, right? But what you can't do is react to it. You know, nothing. This is not a boxing match. Nothing's going to happen out there. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times we're going to square off at each other and look at each other. You know, both teams. It's comical at times, right? Nothing's going to happen. At least I hope not, because I hope both teams can keep their composure through physical play. It's the playoffs. It should be physical.
That's two games in a row where Dame came out really strong scoring-wise in the first half, and in the second it kind of faded. Is that more a byproduct of trying to get other guys involved or just Indiana's defense?
I think a little bit of both. You know, we didn't get Bobby involved as much as we wanted to. We tried, but we have to do a better job.
What kind of matchup problems does Pascal Siakam present
today
for you guys?
Is a major one. Even in the first game, I thought the difference today was his three ball, plus I thought he was a playmaker today as well. You know, in game one he scored, but he didn't really get anyone else involved. I thought tonight he did everything for them.
First half, they shoot 10 of 20 from the three-point line. What'd you feel about your three-point defense? Is that what were those the shots that you wanted to give up and they just made them tonight? Or?
Yeah, I thought we blitzed a little bit tonight, and I thought they took advantage of it a couple times. And again, I thought a lot of that was transition again, where shot quality, are like the shots that we take are part of our defense. They really are. And I thought in the second half, we lacked that discipline. And I thought for the game, we liked that discipline tonight. We played in random a lot, didn't execute our stuff, which means bad floor balance, and they got out and ran. And that's what they should do, honestly. And that's what, you know, they should do that. So we have to do our jobs.
I believe before you pulled your rotation, guys, I think just 5 minutes from Malik tonight, what was the thought process?
I just thought he struggled tonight. You know, we'll go back to him. I thought AJ was playing with a great confidence tonight. You know, he's a young kid, and I loved it. We texted back and forth after the game the other night, and I said, man, you miss wide open shots. I said, just think of what's going to happen in game two. They're going to give you more of them, and you're going to make them all. He didn't make them all, but I thought he took them all, and he took them with confidence. And so I thought that was a good sign for us.
I know Chris finished the game, but was there any update on his ankle?
I think he just had to retape his ankle. I don't know if he did anything, honestly, Jim, but I don't think so, but I don't even know.
All right, there is Doc Rivers after the game. To me, listening to that, it's same old stuff with him. It just is. There's just nothing really new or different in that press conference. I feel like you could take a lot of what he said, put it after one of the regular season Bucks games that they had that they've lost this year, and it would be pretty much a lot of the same answers. There's just not a lot that's changed. And what's frustrating is, as a fan, okay, when I hear we're just running a bunch of random stuff, we just weren't executing what we're supposed to do. During the broadcast, I think Lisa Byington asked Marcus Johnson about Rick Carlisle. And Marcus Johnson was like, hey, Carlisle and Doc played against each other, like in the league. They coached against each other a ton. And Marcus talks about how he talked to Doc about Carlisle and, you know, what's the difference? And Doc's like, he's a tactician. Like, or did he call him? No, not a tactician. They execute, whatever you want to say that is. That his teams execute what they're trying to do. Doc's teams haven't. Plain and simple. Like, I've heard too many times this year about Doc saying, yeah, we just didn't execute what we're trying to do. You have a veteran team. What do you mean you didn't execute what? They're running random stuff. What? What do you mean they're running random stuff? You're the coach. How is that possible? Like, this is Sparky being an ignorant fan. Like, Tyrese Halliburton is ignorant, ripping the Fiserv Forum crowd, saying he's had better regular season crowds in Indiana than he's had here in the last two games in for the playoffs. Like, he is ignorant on that dumb fact. I will say I'm ignorant here, right? That this is probably common in the NBA, that coaches let their players do whatever they want. They're not calling sets consistently. They'll let the players do what they want to do. And that's probably true. Doc's not getting fired. They're already paying Bud. They're paying Adrian Griffin. They're not firing Doc if they lose this series. That's not going to happen, okay? But if they lose this series, and I hear Doc Rivers say, well, we just didn't execute in this series, you know? That was the reason. We didn't execute. That's why we didn't win. That's on you, man. You're the one running the practices. You're the one drawing up the sets. You're the one doing all this stuff. This is going to be on you. Unless Lillard goes cold, people are going to blame Doc Rivers, I think, at the end of this, Charlie.
100%. And I think it's well-deserved. You know, I think a lot of guys went cold in this game. But when it comes down to it, a lot of the problems in this game were because Doc Rivers didn't make adjustments from game one to today. It's frustrating to watch that on the court play out, especially when the Pacers obviously made adjustments. You have to be able to think ahead and know that they're going to make adjustments. You can't just go back out with the same game plan.
Yeah, we talked about that. And what else? Today on Wisconsin Sports Daily, in the last segment of that show, or second to last segment of the show, I said, whoever is going to win the playoffs this year, because of how they're blowing or not blowing the whistle, the more physical teams will advance in the postseason this year. Doc Rivers got on that podium and said they were simply more physical than us. And they're like, well, yeah, there were bodies on the floor because they were more physical. And in the first game, we were more physical and they had bodies on the floor. And he also said, hey, we're not going to retaliate. We're not going to react. You know, we just got to play up to that level of intensity and play with that same type of physicalness. And that has to happen. We talked about how physical they were in the first game. That was a point on this show. That was a point on Wisconsin Sports Daily during the week about, wow, the Bucks were really physical. They play like that. And we went back the other way again. The inconsistencies of the regular season shine through today. All of the issues we talked about in the regular season all came through again today watching this basketball game. My buddy texts me. He's like, well, do you think they're in trouble? I don't know. The first game, Indiana didn't shoot the ball well. Bucks did. Lillard went off. This game, Pacers shot the ball probably closer to how they normally shoot the ball to a certain degree. And Lillard and Lopez got no help. None. And we went back to points in the paint. I didn't hear it in that section. Now, we only played what Bally Sports Wisconsin had up. So maybe they got to ask and talk about points in the paint later where they got killed. But that also has to be addressed. He brought up transition defense, and he brought up the fact that, yeah, we're going to beat in transition because of how lopsided our balance is when we're on the offensive side of the floor. I didn't even bring that up. He brought that up himself. And why is that? Because we're not executing the sets the way I want them run. Doc is already a target in this series for the national media. Already. I promise you. He's already a target. I like Bill Ryder, right? Bill Ryder came in here from the Infinity Sports Network. He came in here and he did a show. Is it last year, 2 years ago? And I had a chance to talk to him and so forth. Super nice guy. But then he came in and did Midday Madness or Big Show or something like that. He came in and hung out. And him and I have kind of stayed in touch since then. Really nice guy. And that dude, 9 to 11 on the Fan. Listen tomorrow morning. I'm telling you right now, watch. Just listen tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. That dude has been all over Doc Rivers since Doc Rivers got this Bucks job. Like, he is one of the biggest anti-Doc Rivers guys you will ever hear on the radio, is Bill Ryder from 9 to 11 on the Fan. So I really am interested to see what he says about Doc tomorrow morning from 9 to 11. Rob in Menominee Falls, you're next here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's after a Bucks loss, series tied at one. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Sparky, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I heard you say that it was Doc's fault, you know, for, you know, the guys losing this game, but
Doc is the one. Doc is the one that said that they weren't executing, that they were running random stuff. That's what Doc said.
Well, I'll give you an example. Okay. Bobby Portis, he gets the ball, two defenders come to him, he shoots the ball, Chris Middleton is wide open for a three.
Bad choice, I agree.
Okay, right. Bobby's got a kick. He's got a kick. He doesn't, guess what? They get the rebound, they go down, they shoot a three.
Mm-hmm.
That's a six-point swing.
Sure, I agree with you. Bobby Portis didn't make a smart decision in that play. There were other situations where guys didn't make smart decisions. But that still doesn't talk about the fact of an unbalanced floor because guys aren't in the right spot running a set.
No, I think they are in the right spots, but some of these guys, they feel that they have to do more because Giannis is not in the game. You know, Bobby, for instance, he feels like, you know, I'm starting, I got to do more. You know, Green feels I gotta make these shots. Only two people that should be able to shoot, my opinion, is Chris and Dame. Only two.
Well, they're the most qualified of everybody on the floor. Yes, I would totally agree with that. And Lillard is picking up the slack in droves right now when he's out there. So I don't necessarily know about Bobby Portis feeling pressure, but Doc Rivers in that press conference said they wanted to get Bobby Portis more involved than what he was. He wanted Bobby to have more shots in the game tonight.
No, I agree with that because guess what? Bobby's, you know, what he did before, he shows that he can handle it, but tonight wasn't his night.
Agreed.
We all saw
that's
that.
It's we going. All saw it. Yes, it's going to happen. Guys are going to have off nights. I agree, Rob. Thanks for the call. And that's the other thing. Just go through all the things Sparky was wrong on today on Wisconsin Sports Daily. I said on Wisconsin Sports Daily, he's at home. He's going to play like an all-star. He's going to be fine. I don't worry about Bobby Portis at home. He struggled tonight. It happens. It happens. It's okay. It's no big deal. You know, you bounce back, and hopefully he plays well on the road because that's an area where he hasn't brought that same intensity level. Hopefully he brings it in Indiana, this raucous crowd, according to Halliburton, that they're going to walk into on Friday. Give me a break. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. The huge video wall sitting for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens up this May.
Was the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, Bucks come up on the losing end tonight to the Indiana Pacers. And again, this was a game in which, for a half of basketball, you felt good about the Bucks. The second half came, and it went sideways. Bucks lose 125-108. MVP of the game, I'm going Damian Lillard. I don't see any reason why I shouldn't go Damian Lillard at this point. You agree, Charlie?
100%. I don't think anybody else comes close to deserving it.
Don't worry. I got something for you. 10 of 21 for Lillard, 6 of 13, 4 boards, 5 assists, 34 points. That's something I said for you. StatMuse. Do you follow StatMuse on Twitter or X?
I do, yep.
Damian Lillard this playoffs, first halves, 61 points, 12 three-pointers made, 58% from the field, 57% from three. Second half through two games, 8 points, no three-pointers made, and 21% from the field in the second half. This is what I like to say to this, okay? Are you going to sell me that Rick Carlisle waits to play his Damian Lillard stopper defense to the second half of games? Is that what we're thinking is happening? So, meaning, in the first half, he doesn't care if Lillard gets 50. But in the second half, his magic defense is going to occur, and then we're going to take Lillard out of the game. I don't know if anybody brought this up to Lillard in the post game when the reporters had a chance to talk to him or if he talked to reporters after the game or not, but I promise you, this is going to be a talking point between now and Friday. Guaranteed. And if it's not the Milwaukee media that's going to ask him about not scoring in second halves, it's going to be the media covering the Pacers that are going to ask him, or it's going to be some of the national media that's going to bring this up, and they're going to ask him. Either way, it's going to be a talking point. And I will tell you, I don't care. When you score 35, 36 points in a game, I'm not going to turn around and go, you lost the game for him. I'm sorry, I'm not. And I don't really care that you scored 8 points in the second half of this game or not. They have to do better with the guys around him in order to win basketball games. Plain and simple. He did his job. For me, when you get in the playoffs, you just do what you did during the season. Some guys got to do more, right? You got to raise your game a little bit. Lillard outdid his scoring average in the regular season. He did his deal. No question. But you need these other guys to do better or at the same level of what they've done. That's where the difference is here. All right. Let's talk about Wendy's one more time here. We got to wrap this thing, bad boy, up here. Remember where you were when you first heard about Wendy's new orange Dreamsicle Frosty? I'll give you a hint. Yeah, right now. Wendy's is taking the iconic Dreamsicle flavor, you remember, and brought it into the modern Frosty era. Available for a limited time, both day and midnight or later. Late night hours may vary. It's a perfect time to go get a late night Frosty right now. I may stop one for one on the way home. I may. I am in my brain kind of debating it. But what then happens is, if when I get home, anybody else is up, I get yelled at that I didn't bring them one. So it's never just bring one. Now, the smaller kids, they're sleeping. However, I don't know about everybody else. If I walk in that house with one, I'm not going to get it. Like, one of whoever is up is going to guilt me into giving it to them, and then I'm not going to get the damn Frosty anyhow. And if I call and tell them I'm going, then I'm definitely coming home with three or four. So, I don't know. But tomorrow I'll be at Wendy's. I'm having that Cinnabon pull apart, having some double stacks and fries. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to Wendy's in Muskego, I think, around noon. That's my plan. So if you're in Wendy's in Muskego around noon, you want to stop around, have lunch with Sparky around noon tomorrow, stop by. We'll talk about the Bucks. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good one. Bucks lose series tied at 1. Wisconsin Sports Daily tomorrow starts at 2 on 1250 AM The Fan. Toodles!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.